This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been studying 1 Thessalonians 4, where Paul addresses being sanctified, especially sexually. Verses 3 through 5 focus on sexual purity in general. Verse 6 goes a step further by saying, "In this matter, no one should wrong his brother or take advantage of him." This addresses adultery. Brother should not be limited to brother in Christ. It refers to fellow man. When he adds, or take advantage of him, he's expanding his instruction to include taking advantage of anyone in any way. In other words, we're to be sanctified socially as well as sexually. We're not to use other people for our advantage. We should recognize they, like we, are created by God and are important to God. They have value. What is theirs is to be respected as theirs. When you wrong your brother by having an illicit relationship with his wife, God will punish you. You would not be appreciating nor treating with dignity your body, her body, your brother's body, or your wife's body. The same would be true about taking advantage of anything that is his. We should treat others and what belongs to them with dignity. That is, living in a holy and honorable way. Sadly, society is deteriorating because of this disrespect for one another and what is theirs. Even sadder, this is increasingly being done by Christians. Do a reality check concerning the way you relate to and treat others around you.